Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi there. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymouse, here for another BGI Siricast. BGI is short for Beginner's Guide to the iPhone. In this cast, we're going to talk about all about voiceover gestures. There's going to be a lot of them to go over, and so much so, I'm going to break this up into two parts. So this is going to be the voiceover gestures part one. Pretty much part one, it's going to cover the practice area and show you the different types of gestures so you can practice on your own, which is going to be very beneficial. And I think anybody that's never used a device, a smartphone device, it is a great way to learn the gestures and to perform them without having to interfere with any option that's going to set off something, doing something, or opening things. And in the practice area, it does nothing happens unless you go into a practice mode and you can practice it. It's a great way of learning all the gestures. Some people have difficulties in doing some of the gestures. So that is what part one is going to be all about. Part two, I'm actually going to take some of those gestures, and we're not going to cover all the gestures, but pretty much the primary basic ones, where you would use those gestures and et cetera, and how to use those, okay? It's more of kind of a refresh reminder in a real world situation without being in a practice mode. All right. Without further ado, let's just hop into the voiceover gestures part one. Okay, so there's two ways to get into the voiceover gesture practice area. The simple way, or it may not be so simple, is using a four-finger double tap. I'll explain that in a few minutes. The second way is actually going into the Apple settings and going all the way down until you get to voiceover area and going through the practice in there. I'm going to show you both ways, so let me start with the Apple settings. I call it Apple settings, but it'll be labeled as settings. That way it's a little more it's more defined, you know, it's Apple's settings, okay? So I'm going to go to the settings here.
Settings. Double tap to open.
Where the settings is, as you can hear, it says double tap to enter. Obviously, you haven't mastered all your voiceover gestures yet, so this might be difficult to get to. That's why I'm going to show you both options here. You just take one finger and just tap the screen twice. You go 1, 2, and that opens up the settings. So I'm going to go 1, 2.
Settings.
Okay. And that'll get you the settings now. We're just going to swipe to the right, which means we flip to the right. We go from the left side of the screen with the finger and swipe it towards the right side. So left to right.
Settings. Search field.
And I'm going to keep doing this until we get to something called general.
Airplane mode. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Cellular. Personal hotspot. VPN. Notification. Control center. Do not disturb. General. Button.
Okay. And we're going to do the same thing. We're going to do a two-finger tap. So 1, 2.
Setting.
And that opens up the general. And we're going to swipe to the right, from the left to the right.
General. About. Software update. Siri. Spotlight search. Handoff and suggest. CarPlay. Accessibility. Button.
There's accessibility. We'll go do a single-finger double tap. 1, 2.
General. Back button.
And we go to flicking to the right again. So we'll keep going from left to right.
Accessibility. Vision. VoiceOver. On. Button.
Until we get the VoiceOver on, go ahead and do a two-finger tap. 1, 2.
Accessibility. Back button.
And then we're going to swipe to the right some more.
VoiceOver. VoiceOver. On. VoiceOver speaks. I tap once to select it. Double tap to activate. Swipe 3 fingers to VoiceOver practice. Button.
And there's the VoiceOver practice button. And you just do a two-finger tap. You go 1, 2. And then opens up VoiceOver practice. That's the first way. The second way is, if you are at the main
speech
page,
button,
it doesn't
home
matter where you
settings
are, actually. It doesn't matter. But you can do a four-finger double tap. Just I taught you how to do the one-finger tap twice. You just go 1, 2. You do with 4 fingers. Now, this is going to be a little more complicated because you got to use 4 fingers. Now, for people that have larger hands, I recommend kind of tilting your phone kind of a sideways. You don't have to move it all the way horizontally, but when you hold your phone in a portrait mode, if you are unable to get all 4 fingers in there in the screen and do a double tap, it's not going to work right. You might implement some other gesture, which you don't mean to do. Sometimes I find doing a 4 finger sideways helps me. So you can even keep your phone in a portrait mode and then put your 4 fingers sideways And that way you can get all four fingers in there and then just tap the screen twice. So you go once, twice. So I'm going to take four fingers and I'm going to tap the screen twice. One, two.
Mail. No unread emails. Starting help. To stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub or press escape on the keyboard.
Okay. We have just now implemented the voiceover practice. So is now the voiceover help is up. That is the same thing as a practice. It may take you a couple times to do that, so just try four fingers, one, two, and you should be able to bring up the voiceover. Now, what it is now is in a practice mode. That means there's nothing here you can damage or undo or delete or move or anything like that. So that's this nice part about the practice. You feel free to do anything you want. Now, of course, in this demonstration, we're just doing strictly voiceover gestures. So I'm not teaching the Braille screen input, nor am I teaching the Bluetooth keyboard commands. That's for another cast, okay? All right, you can use anywhere from one finger to up to four fingers to perform a gesture. There's quite a few, so you might have to listen to this cast quite a few times to get all the gestures in. I'm not going to tell you exactly what the all will do. That will be for part two voiceover cast and gives you a little bit more exactly what each of those commands do. I'll give you kind of a brief brief description of each one, okay? Because sometimes one command can do many different one gesture can mean a whole bunch of different commands. So two fingers could be like hanging up the phone. Two-finger double tap could be hanging up the phone, answering the phone, but it could also start the media. So if you want to play something, stop play, or etc. There's so much to it. So be sure to catch the part two. So let's go ahead and just begin with one finger, okay? Now, when we touch the screen just one time with one finger, just go ahead and touch anywhere on the screen. Just touch it. Just tap it and just kind of touch it and then let go, okay?
Touch. Select item under your finger.
That is a touch. We call that touch. And usually when you explore the screen, sometimes you have to explore the screen and go around a little bit. And I call that a touch explore. It means we're exploring the screen with a touch. So one finger touch is
touch.
A touch.
Select item under your finger.
Okay. Now, let's learn how to do flicks. Now, flicks are when you go from one side to another and you just flick it in one direction. So let's say I want to flick, as we were just discussing about when you swipe to the right as I was going through the settings. When we swipe, that is the same method as calling flicking. So you can call it either swiping or flicking. So in this example, we're going to do exactly what we did in the settings. We're going to swipe from the left side to from the left side to the right side. So we're going to swipe your finger. So this is kind of tough because you can't just touch the screen and then drag it to the right side. It's not going to work that way. It's more of a flick, and it's something you have to just try to practice over and over. But you start with the left side and just kind of swipe to the right side, which is also flicking. So we'll go ahead and do this. We're going to start from left to the right.
Flick right. Move to next item.
That is flicking. So that, as you just mentioned, it moves things to the right. Now, if we do the opposite, we're going to flick from the right side to the left side. So I'm going to swipe from the right side to the left. And that'll be the same thing as flicking from right to the left. So I'm going to go ahead and do one finger from the right side and flick it to the left.
Flick left. Move to previous item.
It moves to the previous item. So you just heard that we just flick. The next item you heard, you know, when we flick into the right, that was pretty much what we were doing in the settings. We were going from one element to the next element. It was going to the right, and usually that goes downwards. So it goes from the top to the bottom. So you go swipe right, and just move towards in a clockwise position. Going left goes in a clockwise, counterclockwise position. You're going left. You're going left. Okay. All right. So that is flicking to the right and flicking to the left. Now you can do the same thing with a one finger flick up. You start from the bottom of the screen and you swipe up.
Flick up. Move the previous item using rotor setting.
And that is the flick up. They usually will choose a previous item. Also, it says in the rotor. Flicking up, there's a lot of gestures that will work with a flick up. So that can work in a ticker. It can work in a rotor. It can work in a selection. There's all sorts of things that can be done with one finger. But for now, we're just going to stick with all the gestures. That's the whole point, is that you actually get the flicks down and the gestures down so you have an idea of what that means when you hear my podcast when I say swipe to the right or flick to the right or whatever not. All right, so we've done a flick left to the right, right to the left, and then we just did from the bottom to the top. Let's do down. Let's do a flick down or a swipe down, starting from the top of the screen and swipe down.
Flick down. Move to next item using rotor setting.
And that's the next item, and that is flicking down. All right. So far, so good. All right, now we have done a one-finger tap. Now you got to do one-finger double tap. So that means you tap the screen twice. And yes, there is a element of difficulties because you have to tap it in the right timing sequence. If you do it too slow, it's not going to recognize it. So you have to tap it pretty quickly. So when I do a double tap, single finger double tap, you go 1-2. So when I say 1-2, that means I tap the screen once, twice. So we're going to go ahead and tap the screen twice. Once, twice.
Double tap. Activates the selected item.
That is double tapping. That activates the element. If you remember in the settings button, I had double tap that app and it opened the app. That's how you activate the element. Okay, so we did a one finger, single finger double tap. All right, you ready for this one? We're going to do a one finger triple tap. That's right. We're going to do it three times fast. Again, you have to do the timing sequence. Will be kind of a hard thing to get to, but that's what practice is all about. So let's do one finger, three taps. One, two, three, okay? One, two, three.
Triple tap. Double tap the selected item.
That is a triple tap. That is the same thing as doing a double tap, okay? So that also will implement a couple of things you can do. All right. Now, there is another way you can do a double tap, one finger double tap, and it is what we call a split tap. A split tap involves two fingers. One finger is actually going to touch the screen and hold it in one place, okay? The other finger is going to come down slowly and tap the screen and then lift up. So let's just use an example. My index finger is going to stay on the, I should say, yeah. I'm going to put my finger on the screen. You're going to hear the touch, and it's going to keep saying touch, touch, touch. And then I want you to slowly bring down the second finger and just lightly touch the screen with that second finger. Just tap it while you have the first finger still down touching the screen. So that first finger will always stay on the screen itself as you bring down the second finger and just tap the screen and lift up. And that is a split tap. So I'm going to put one finger down.
Touch. Select item under your finger. Split tap. Activates the selected item.
Split tap. I just done a split tap. That is the same method of doing a single finger double tap. Some people might like doing a split tap because it's a lot easier than just tapping the one finger double tap. It's up to you, personal preference, but they do the same thing. So that is called a split tap. All right. Now we're going to ramp it up a little bit. Now we're going to do a one finger double tap and hold. You remember that we did the one finger double tap, which is tap, tap, right? A double tap and hold is when you tap the screen twice, but on the second time that you tap, you're going to leave it on the screen. So in other words, I'm going to place a finger down on the screen, lift it up, place my finger on the screen, and leave it there. That is a double tap hold, okay? So we're going to tap, tap, hold. So the second tap is hold. So I'm going to do a tap, tap, hold.
Touch. Select item under your finger. Double tap and hold.
There
drag the item.
Double tap and hold. You have to do it a couple of times, I'm pretty sure. So you just tap and then tap, hold. It means you place and leave the finger on the screen.
Double tap and hold. Drag the item.
Once you get a hang of that, that is pretty difficult, isn't it? I understand. So that is a one finger double tap and hold. You're going to use that quite a bit if you want to move apps around and put them in folders and all sorts of things, okay? All right, well, that's going to do for one fingers. We have graduated with one finger. Congratulations. Let's go with two fingers. Let's move it up and ramp it up. Two finger touch. Just like we did in one finger and you just touch the screen. Well, we're just going to do two fingers. So go ahead and place two fingers on the screen and just touch it and let up.
Two finger single tap. Pause or continue speech.
There you go.
Two finger single tap. Pause or continue speech.
That is a two finger single tap. That is to usually when I want to get a voiceover to quiet up. If it's rambling, it's going blah, 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 blah. I usually find this the best way to quiet. It's called the shut up mode or the be quiet mode, whatever you want to call it. That is the be quiet finger or the shut up finger. So I just tap two fingers on my screen.
Two finger single tap.
And that usually will shut them up. Okay. So now that you did a two finger single tap, congratulations. Let's do what we did with the other one finger. Now, two fingers doesn't, there is no command to do a two finger swipe to the right or the left, or we call it flicking right to the left. But you can do two fingers flick down and two fingers flick up. So let's go ahead and do the flick up. We're going to take two fingers from the bottom of the screen and flick up just like you did with one finger. So we'll do a two finger and flick up.
Two finger flick up. Read page starting at the top.
And that is the two finger flick up. That basically reads everything on the screen from the bottom to the top. So you have to read everything, the contents and everything that's on the screen, or read it to you from the bottom up. If you want to read everything from the top to the bottom, we'll just do a two finger swipe down or flick down. So we'll do a two finger from the top of the screen and flick down.
Two finger flick down. Read page starting at selected item.
Excellent. All right. So that is, we got all the flicking down. And now we're to the double tap. Let's do a two-finger double tap, just like we did with the one-finger double tap. Two-finger double tap.
Two-finger double tap. Start and stop the current action. For example, answers and hangs up a telephone call. Starts and stops playback of music and video. Starts and stops a stopwatch. Starts and stops video recording. Takes a picture in camera. Starts and stops voice memo recording. Pauses in resumes voicemail message playback. Stops custom voicemail greeting recording.
See what I mean? That two-finger double tap, it does a ton of different things. But don't worry about it. It will come to you and you'll figure out what the two finger double tap will be useful in what area. The whole point is to understand how to do the taps and the gestures, okay? All right, so we are now do the double tap. Let's do a triple tap. Two finger triple tap. So we're going to touch the screen 1, 2, 3, okay? So let's take two fingers and then 1, 2, 3.
Two finger triple tap. Item chooser.
Item chooser. That is your item chooser. That is pretty cool. It brings up a list of everything that's on the screen in an item, in a nice little list. So it's all vertical, so it's just one column instead of all across the board, left and right. It puts it all, everything in alphabetical order. It's kind of a nice little gesture too. So we did that. Now, what we haven't done now is a two-finger double tap and hold. Just like the one finger double tap and hold, we're going to do the same thing. So we're going to take a two fingers and we're going to tap it once and then on the second time, hold. So 1, 2, hold.
Two finger double tap and hold. Set custom label.
There you go. That's how you set custom labels. You can label unlabel buttons. If there's a button that's not labeled correctly or you don't like the way it sounds or it spells or an app icon this name differently, you can rename those things. Very useful. So you're going to be using that quite a bit too as well. All right, so we have learned pretty much everything with two fingers except for doing the rotors and the scrub, and I'll explain that at the very end. Okay, all right, let's move it up. Let's go to three fingers now. That's right, let's do a three finger single tap. We're just going to tap the screen with three fingers just once.
Two finger single tap. Pause. Three finger single tap. Speak page number always being displayed.
There you go. So we just did a three finger single tap. As long as you hear that, it means you did it correctly. And congratulations. That's wonderful. All right. Just like we've done with everything else, you can do a three finger swipe to the right and the left and up and down. So we're going to do a flick. Let's use our three fingers from the left side of the screen to the right side and flick it.
Three finger flick right. Scroll left one page.
That scrolls it one page to the right. And if we want to swipe it to the right, so we're going to go from the right side to the left.
Three finger flick left. Scroll right one page.
Scrolls a page left one page. Exactly right. Let's do a three fingers swipe up or flick up.
Three finger flick up. Scroll down one page.
Scrolls down one page, and then a three-finger swipe down or flick down.
Three-finger flick down. Scroll up one page.
Okay, so that scrolls down and up a page and move things left and right one page. Very useful in a couple of areas as well. So you are doing great. I just want to let you know you're doing a fantastic job. And now we are going to do a three-finger double tap, just like we have done a three-finger one tap. Let's do a three-finger double tap. So we're going to do three fingers and taps twice. One, two.
Three-finger double tap. Toggle speech on and off.
That toggles the speech on and off. Exactly right. What it does, it turns off the speech, so you won't be able to hear voiceover. It doesn't turn off voiceover, but it just turns the speech on and off. Some circumstances, you want to turn that off so you'll be able to navigate things, but nonetheless, that's something you will have to use from time to time when you hear turn your speech on and off, not so much voiceover, okay? All right, now we're going to get up to three fingers triple tap. Yes, sirree, Bob. Now we're cooking it up. You have to do it three times, so I'm going to put three fingers on it and do one, two, three.
Three-finger triple tap. Toggle screen curtain on and off.
Boom. That toggles the screen curtain. I will explain that more in part two, what the screen curtain does and how to implement that. A three fingers triple tap that turns the screen curtain on and off. Now, this is the only finger gestures that you will be able to do this, but you can actually do a three-finger quadruple tap. That's right, four times. This is a little hard to do, but if you count with me and you do exactly what I do, just count with it. If that makes it easier, count it. And so I'm going to do that. I'm going to tap the screen four times with three fingers. So I'm going to go one, two, three, four.
Three-finger quadruple tap. Copy last spoken text to the clipboard.
So what that does, it copies the last spoken word to the clipboard. So that is a triple finger quadruple tap. Exactly. All right, you're doing good. You're doing good. All right, we're going to go up to our last fingers of four. So we got four fingers. We're not going to do a four fingers double tap because that's how we started the voiceover practice. Four fingers double tap will also end the voiceover practice. There's two ways to exit out the voiceover practice, and that is four fingers double tap or a two finger scrub, which we haven't gotten to yet. Okay, all we're going to do is we're just going to tap the screen. We're just going to touch the screen with four fingers.
Four finger single tap near top of screen. Move to the first element.
Okay, now I forgot to mention that there is a difference where you touch the screen. There's going to be the top portion or the bottom portion. This gives the focus to the voiceover where you want the focus to be. So I'm going to do four fingers towards the top.
Four finger single tap near top of screen. Move to the first element.
That goes to the first element as towards the top. And if you use the four fingers towards the bottom.
Four finger single tap near bottom of screen. Move to the last element.
And that moves everything to the last element. All right. So that is a four finger touch to the top and touch to the bottom. Remember, the four finger double tap will exit the practice. All right, we're basically down to two last gestures. They are not the easiest gestures in the world to do. So we're going to start with the rotor. You're going to hear a lot of people use the rotor. The rotor is going to be your bestest friend. And once you get the hang of it, it is much easier than it really seemed to be. It's hard to grasp at first because it's kind of a hard concept to explain and to get down packed. But I'll also show you a shortcut, what I do and I found to be the easiest for myself. All right, a rotor is involved two fingers, okay? And a rotor is when you want to turn something. So it's going to be like a combination lock. If you ever look at a combination lock, you know how it twists, it turns to the clockwise and it turns counterclockwise. So you kind of move in that direction. Well, you have to take your two fingers and move it in that direction. All right. So basically what we're going to do, you're going to put one finger at the 12 o'clock position, the other finger at the 6 o'clock position. So we're straight up and down, okay? 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. You're gonna put two fingers and touch the screen and leave it on the screen. As you leave it on the screen, you're gonna twist your two fingers in a clockwise position. So in other words, that top finger at 12 o'clock is going to go towards the 3 o'clock, and the finger that's at the 6 o'clock position is going to go towards the 9 o'clock. So give you an idea that you're going to twist it to the right. So let's put two fingers on the screen and twist.
Rotate clockwise. Select next rotor setting.
If you got that far, congratulations. If you haven't, don't worry. It's not an easy gesture to do. Keep practicing from 12 to 6. Move them to 3 and 9, and that turns it to a clockwise position. Now, you can do a counterclockwise position from, so if I were to touch the screen and then go the opposite direction, we're going to move the 12 o'clock position towards the 9 and the 6 o'clock position to the 3. So let's go ahead and put two fingers together and move it that direction.
Rotate counterclockwise. Select previous rotor setting.
That has now moved it counterclockwise. Okay? Now, I said that there is a shortcut that I like. So I'm going to introduce it to you. I'm going to leave it to your preferences, but I like this way because you can seem to twist it a little bit more, because as you will notice that those two fingers get kind of, as you start to turn, you know, your rotation kind of gives out. You don't have any more room to turn, you know? So what I've done is that I take two thumbs. I put one thumb on the left side of the screen and the other thumb on the right side of the screen. The thumb that's on the left side of the screen, we're going to call that the 9 o'clock position. The thumb on the right side of the screen is at a 3 o'clock position. We're going to do the same thing. We're going to take the 9 and 3. The 9 o'clock is going to move up to 12 o'clock. The 3 o'clock is going to go to the 6 o'clock position. Remember that both fingers have to touch the screen, and then rotate your two thumbs in the direction where they need to be. It's going to be kind of weird, but yeah, put your two thumbs down and move them.
Rotate clockwise. Select next rotor setting.
Isn't that cool? And you can do the same thing the other way around. You can take the 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock thumbs and move the thumb on the left side from 9 to 6 and the thumb on the right side from 3 o'clock to 12 o'clock. So we can just put your two thumbs down and rotate.
Rotate counterclockwise.
That goes
Select previous rotor
counterclockwise.
Setting.
I find that to be the easiest way, but I'll leave that up to you what you think. All right. I left the hardest one to the end. So two-finger scrub, this is a doozy, I tell you. Once you get the hang of it, once you do it correctly, it'll be easy peasy from that point on. A two-finger scrub is when you take two fingers and you touch the screen together. Now, I would recommend that you don't separate the two fingers apart, but more so that you want to keep your two fingers together. The scrub can be done in either direction. What a scrub means, let's just say we start from the left side of the screen. If I put two fingers on the left side of the screen, I want you to imagine this in your head. I'm going to take the two fingers from the left side, and then I'm going to actually drag it all the way to the right side of the screen, and then I'm going to drag it back to the left side of the screen, and then I'm going to drag it back to the right side of the screen, and then I'm going to drag it back to the left. And you are touching the screen the entire time, so your finger never leaves the screen. The only time it leaves the screen is after you do a two-finger scrub. So that's why it's called a scrub. So you go left, right, right, left, right, left, twice. Left, right, left, and then let up, and that is a two-finger scrub. You can do it the other way. You can do from the right side. We just go right, left, left, right, right. Two times and let up. That is a two-finger scrub. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to take my two fingers and do a scrub.
Two-finger scrub. Escape. It's the current context. Stopping help.
As you just heard, it stopped to help. So we're now back to the home screen. And that is going to do for the BGI's SiriCast on VoiceOver Gesture Part 1. All right, until my next BGI cast, I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.